Sup, man. All right, guys. Today's video is titled Taco Bell Lied to You About the Militarization Takeover of Washington, D.C. So, as you guys can tell, I'm out in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It's been exactly 6 years to this week when I was here last time. And the last time I was here, it was a little bit before Scamarona, and coincidentally, Trump was in office. And I made a prediction 6 years ago that terrorist attacks are going to increase because they want to put the blame on Muslims to start a clash of civilization. That didn't happen. They went after white people for a while, but now they're going back to going after Muslims because they need that clash of civilization going. So I just wanted to show you guys with your own eyes that it's business as usual out here in DC. This is Capitol Hill. I'm gonna be walking to the White House. I'll make another video when I get there. I just wanted to show you guys that there is no military takeover of DC. There is no increased police activity. It was all just like back in my Hollywood days with Mossad and CIA, where we worked on what we now know as ISIS. There is no ISIS. There is no military takeover of Washington. DoorDash, you know. Like, I've been walking around for an hour and I get the order like right now and I start making videos. How much you guys wanna bet that my phone is gonna go off every 10 seconds now that I'm doing a video for you guys? That's just how it is. Coincidentally, guys, I did a couple of DoorDash orders here in Washington, D.C. already. Guys, there is no increased military or security presence whatsoever. It's just another regular day, just like it was 6 years ago when I was here the last time. There's nothing here that's like, oh my god, other than, you well, they had crazy people back then. They still have crazy people over there, you know. I don't know what he's doing. Karate, American flag, Ukraine. You can't help crazy. So in this video, guys, I just wanted to show you that all Trump does is lie, lie, lie. That's all he does. And you guys continue to believe him. Hook, line, and sinker. Like Mark Twain. By the way, guys, Mark Twain was a hardcore Zionist. And Mark Twain was not his name. His name was like, I don't know, Shmuley or some Jewish name. He said it's easier to scam people than it is to convince people that they're being scammed. And that's exactly what Trump is doing. In fact, I really think that the average goitard out there wants to be scammed. I really think people wanna be scammed. Again, guys, Capitol Hill over here. Where's the military presence, dudes? Where's the National Guard, man? Where the tanks at, right? Nothing. They don't exist, dudes. And again, I already did several orders around Washington, D.C. Nothing says military takeover. Nothing says anything about increased security or anything like that, dudes. It's all one big lie. And you guys gotta understand, people who live in DC, these are the same people who live out in Hollywood, okay? These are the same people who know that the Jews are pedophiles. Like I said, the minute I start doing a video, DoorDash starts giving me orders. Look, the only military police presence is over there. That's the only military police presence. Like fucking two people on the other side. That's it. That's all we have. So what you guys need to understand, and understand this really good, okay, is that you guys gotta understand, dudes, like, again, see, normal day, just a normal day, nice, beautiful, sun, crazy people, which is normal. By the way, any place you go that has some sort of political power or some sort of like power, whether it's political or entertainment purposes, there will always be crazy people, whether it's New York, DC, LA, always, always you're gonna have crazy people again, guys. Does this look like increased security presence? These guys see the military out? Been walking for an hour, not a single DoorDash order, and then boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka, it all starts coming in. Anyways, so I just wanted to show you guys. I'm gonna walk around here a little bit. That's the airport over there. Well, not the airport, you know, the planes are landing or taking off. That's the penis shape, which has to do with Egypt, by the way. By the way, guys, a lot of these people are actually obsessed with Egypt. That's because Egypt is a satanic culture, right? Pharaoh, you know, Pharaoh said, I am your God most high, and al-hakam al-a'las. Satan genuinely believed he's God. Same thing with Trump, okay? Trump genuinely believes he is God, okay? And you guys out there, you just keep on falling for it, thinking that some way he's playing 5D chess, that some way he's gonna make things better. It's just that he's draining the swamp. It's like, no, dude. The guy is modern day Pharaoh, except he's probably a lot stupid. Oh God. Dash. Through the past hour and a half before I started making this video, really, where the hell were you, you know? By the way, guys, for those of you who don't know, DC, New York City, and the whole state of California, those are the only places in the country where DoorDash by law has to give you a living wage. Any other place in the country, DoorDash can offer you like $1.75 to travel 20 miles and it's fine and dandy like cotton candy. But here in DC, all of California, thanks to Proposition 22 and New York City, DoorDash by law has to give you a that actually keeps up with hourly wages plus, you know, mileage and shit like that. So the average dasher is probably gonna make around $25 an hour. With me, guys, I'd rather make this video for you than anything else. And again, I just wanted to show you guys, there is no increased military presence. There is nothing that says military takeover, dude. This is like 6 years ago, guys. Capitol Police, nothing fancy, no machine guns, no fucking F-35s flying overhead, you know, no stop and frisk. It's all a lie, dudes. And like I wanted to say earlier is that the same people who run DC are the same people who run LA. They're all connected to satanic Zionist pedophiles, and they're not gonna come out and tell you the truth, okay, guys? Nobody in DC is gonna say, hey man, this Donald Trump, this ancient shit nigger, look at him, there is nothing going on, he's a liar. They're not gonna do that because again, they're all connected, they're all part of the beast system. And the beast system from an Islamic perspective refers to the Antichrist system, okay? This is what Sheikh Imran Hussein refers to as the Dajjal system. They're all connected in it, guys. So I want to show you guys, look at this, look, take a look. See, guys, see, fine and dandy like cotton candy. So just like nobody from LA is gonna come out and tell you the truth about Hollywood, nobody in DC is gonna tell you the truth about what's happening in the political system. Because again, they're all connected to that system. They all benefit from that system. So they're not gonna tell you the truth, okay? This is why I had to come out here and show you guys that there is no crime, there is no military presence, there is no National Guard walking around with rabid dogs and fucking F-16s overhead and howitzers. No, doesn't exist. Look at that. Look at that. Just a bunch of average goitards living their average blue pill life. And that's it, guys. Life goes on. You guys need to understand and understand this really good. Okay? All I am doing... By the way, guys, if I defeat Randy Fine, I might end up being there. You know, if I defeat Randy Fine. Guys, the MGTOW party is nothing more than a change of slave ownership, okay? The average goitard, for their own good, needs to be enslaved, okay? I can handle freedom. You can handle freedom. But the average person out there cannot handle freedom. Why? They don't know how to live in a free society, in an open and free society. A lot of these people will simply go crazy. They will go mad. They will not know how to survive. They need somebody to tell them when to wake up, when to sleep. There we go. DoorDash. I'm just gonna give you more of a tour of the place. Let's see, which way, which route should I go? Told you, crazy people, man, crazy people. So what I wanted to tell you guys is that the MGTOW party really is nothing more than a change of slave ownership, okay? You're going from somebody like Randy Fine, who wants to genocide you, murder you, starve you, to somebody like me who's gonna tolerate you. At the end of the day, guys, me and Randy Fine, we're both Jews, we're both Ashkenazis. At the end of the day, we both despise the average goitard, except in my case, because I get my laws from the God of Abraham, not from Satan, I simply tolerate the average goitard, okay? I tolerate the average goitard. Now, I want to have nothing to do with you. I'll fuck your woman, don't get me wrong, but do I want to hang out with a bunch of ancient niggers? Hail to the no. And this is what this is one of the things that I want to get across to you guys out there watching this video, okay? If you are MGTOW, you are a MGTOW. Come on. So, what I wanted to say, guys, if you are MGTOW, you are part of a elite cult, following, whatever you want to call it, okay, guys? That means you're smarter than the average idiot. That's all it means for you to be MGTOW. All it means is that you have a brain to ponder with. That's what a MGTOW means, okay? You're not a typical blue pillar who's gonna be like, I picked wrong, let me get married, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you know. Third time is the charm, you know. No. So, yeah, guys, like I said, the next video I'm gonna make that video from outside the White House. It's like a half an hour walk from here. It's like 84, 85 degrees. You know, not bad for end of August. Kind of sweating a little bit, but that's all right. You know, at night it gets chilly, so I'm happy. Let's walk around the pond or wherever this is over here, just so I can show you a little bit of DC, a little bit more of DC. Like I said, guys, Capitol Hill is right fucking over there, dudes. Like, does anybody see any increased military presence? Like, do you see fucking National Guard, fucking SWAT walking around? No, you don't. It's all a lie, dudes. I want you to understand, guys. Trump is a chronic liar. The word Dajjal in Arabic means great deceiver, which is exactly what Trump is. Trump is the great deceiver, and you guys keep falling for it. All right, let's see if there's any fish in here. I doubt there's any fish in here. Looks nice and blue. They probably keep this shit clean. No fish, I guess. So let's walk around the pond and talk shit about Taco to his face, you know? Look at all the ducks. Look at all the ducks. So I have to admit, DC isn't bad. Come on. On DoorDash, where were you an hour and a half ago before I started doing this video? Look at the duck over there. Is he drowning? No, I thought the duck was drowning. Look at them. You know, duck ramp. Apparently ducks have their own ramp, I guess. Okay, what's this thing over here? What's this? I wanna know what this is. What's this? You can't. Okay, hand. You can't feed the ducks. I guess so. You can't feed the ducks. Look at them. They're all well fed. You know they're eating good. Again, guys, state capital. That's where I might be if I defeat that fat Zionist piece of shit, Randy Fine. You know, guys, it's really not that difficult to take over the US government. It's like, it's a popularity contest. I mean, think about it, right? Mamdani is gonna win New York, okay? Why is Mamdani gonna win New York? Because he's a Chad Preet by Indian people standards. That's why he's gonna win. He's a Chad Preet, okay? He's a Chad Preet, and because of that, he's popular, and that's why he's gonna win. This is what you guys need to understand, dudes. Like, this over there, guys, that's nothing more than a popularity contest, okay? I mean, think about it. AOC, come on, man. The Puerto Rican bimbo, come on, man. The only reason the Puerto Rican bimbo is in there is because of a popularity contest. You know, she's hot. I mean, I've seen hotter Latin woman, but, you know, for the average incel out there, she is. DoorDash. Like I said, dudes, like I was walking around for 2 hours, you know, 2 hours driving around, walking around, nothing. Boom. What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? And boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka. Nothing but DoorDash orders, one after another. It's like they know I'm doing this video. Oh, damn, look at the ducks. They're eating all the trash. Wonder what they're eating. Ugh. That's nasty. They're eating all the trash. Ooh. Again, I don't see any fish in there. I don't see any fish. They're just eating fucking trash. Nasty. Oh, well, none of my business. So, again, guys, I just wanted to show you a little bit of DC again. Look at all the streets. Look at everything. Look at everything. Look. Where's the military at, dudes? Where's the National Guard at? Mean, where's the Marines at, right? Look up in the sky. Nothing. Like, again, ain't nothing here says military presence whatsoever. Again, guys, Donald Trump is lying to you. That's all he does. All he does is lie. You guys believe it. He gets away with it. Like, whatever happened to the Epstein files, right? Yeah, people moved on. Now they're like, ooh, big balls and militarization of guys. The US government doesn't have to do anything, okay? 85% of people alive wanna be enslaved. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills who are too low IQ to understand what I said the first time around. 85% of people alive on the face of the planet, they want to be enslaved, okay? All MGTOW is, it's a change of management. You're going from one slave owner to the other slave owner, okay? That's all MGTOW is, guys. Again, don't try to wake up people. I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. We need people who are asleep. We need blue pillars. Guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. I'm fucking 45 years old, dudes. Like, I'm 45 years old, guys. Like, in my 25 years in the American workforce, I did absolutely, positively, without a doubt, nothing that benefits the common man. Yes, I did MGTOW TV and that benefited us, yes, because we are the elitist, but I never benefited the average Joe Schmo, like delivering fucking pizza. Who does that benefit, right? You know, working at Walmart, stocking shelves, who does that benefit, right? Yeah, there you go, guys, you know? So at the end of the day, guys, I pride myself on not benefiting the average goitard out there, okay? This is why God created goyim. God created goyim to be our slaves. Stop trying to wake up the goyim. Like TFM said, guys, we need somebody to cook our food. We need somebody to, like, I don't know, tie our shoes, you know. Pretty much what I'm saying is that we need somebody who's gonna do all the dirty work that you and I don't wanna do. Like, for example, when I'm, for example, guys, back in Florida, when I'm delivering DoorDash, got my AC on because I got my mom's car. You know, my old car didn't have AC. So I got my mom's car. I got the AC on. Now I'm walking past all these guys out in the heat, back-breaking labor, mosquitoes, shit like that. And I'm like, why? Why would he do something like that? Yeah, sure, it's a guaranteed paycheck. Yeah, sure, you probably... Yeah, sure, you're probably making a little bit more than me as a DoorDash driver, but literally at what cost, dude? You're like out in 105 degree weather, 100% humidity, you got mosquitoes, you got the sun beating down on you, just horrible, horrible working conditions. Why are you doing that for, you know? Because again, that's your typical blue pillar, okay, guys? We need blue pillars. We need fucking slaves. Stop trying to wake people up, dudes. Like, I'm really sick and tired of you guys out there trying to wake up the normies. Let the normies be normies. Oh, come on, DoorDash. Now they're giving me one order after another. Used to be one order, 3-4 minutes, another order. Now it's like one after another. This is Sunday, obviously. So I'm gonna spend a good portion of today to see how DoorDash here is. I mean, if I'm averaging like $22-$23 an hour doing DoorDash, and I can easily make $150 a day, whether it's here in DC or in New York City, then instead of driving truck, I'll probably get a Toyota Prius with that insurance money. Because here's the thing, guys, like, realistically speaking, dudes, if I save like $30,000-$35,000, that's enough for me to open like 4 restaurants in Colombia. Where's the police at? I hear them. Oh, there they are. Oh, let him pass. So, like I said, dudes, I'm gonna see how much I'm averaging with DoorDash in DC, where I'm at right now, and New York City later on. If I'm averaging like $22-$23 an hour, I'll just buy an old Prius with the insurance money and then do that for like a half a year. Again, guys, if I have like $25,000-$30,000, That's really all I need to open 3, maybe 4 more restaurants. That's really all I need to open 3 or 4 more restaurants in Colombia. And by that time, guys, when I have, like, God willing, of course, 4 or 5 restaurants in Colombia, we'd be successful. And one restaurant, you know, and the restaurants can open up other restaurants, and then I can move on to, like, Latvia, shit like that. So, yeah, that's really the name of the game, guys. Like I said, I came out here, guys, just to show you with your own eyes that there is no military takeover of DC. There is no increased police presence. It's all bullshit. It's all lies. Nobody's gonna tell you that because they're all in on it here in DC. They're all politically. Oh shit. Accident happened right there, motherfucker. Damn. Somebody call 911. Somebody call 911. You guys took notice? Every time I make a video, there's always an accident happening. There's always an accident happening when I make videos. Anyways, none of my business. So, Development Corporation. There's Abraham Lincoln, the guy who started the destruction of America. See, this is what happens when you guys are too nice. You know, the reason why Lincoln won is because the South was too nice. They had morals. It's like, no. Guys, I am telling you as a Jew, when it comes to when people like Trump or Abraham Lincoln or dirty Jews, guys, don't have fucking morals, okay? When the Prophet Muhammad killed the Jews of Medina, was he like, okay, I'm gonna do like an official investigation? No, he was like, I'm gonna kill all of you motherfuckers, you know, and I'm gonna be making a video about that later on. So again, guys, I just wanted to show you right now, right here, that again, nothing going on, dudes. Nothing going on, just a regular day out in DC. That's a national, yeah, that girl is probably gonna make a couple thousand dollars off of that accident. Good for her, you know. Okay, where is this? Canada. Let's see what the Canadians are up to. We build great planes together. We make great burgers together. All right, let's see what the Canadians are up to. All right, let's look at the plane, right? Okay. Engine of the F-35 is from Pratt & Whitney in Connecticut. Horizontal tails are from Canada. Anything from Florida? Quebec. All right, let's look at the burger. Beef from Saskatchewan, Nebraska. Whoa. Beef from cattle born in Saskatchewan, raised in Nebraska, processed in Colorado. Bacon from pigs born and raised in Manitoba, processed in Iowa. Well, oh Canada, that's all I can say. You know, the Simpsons were right about Canada. Canada is America Junior, dudes. Like, I've been to Canada. It's totally an unremarkable country, guys. Like, there's nothing about Canada that makes you say, oh, I want to live there, I want to do anything there. It's a totally an unremarkable country. And, you know, that's actually a good thing, you know. In today's current world order, guys, being unremarkable is actually a good thing, you know. You don't want to draw attention to yourself or anything like that. So being unremarkable is actually a good thing. Anyway, guys, so like I said, I'm just walking around, mumbling on, giving you a tour of DC. It's a summer recess. It's a Sunday. So all the politicians are on holiday for a month, obviously paid for. And this is one of the reasons why I want to become a politician, dudes. Imagine having like fucking half a year of like holidays and you get paid for it and shit like that. John Hopkins University right there, dudes. Probably a lefty liberal organization by now, man. Yeah, this area that I'm in right now, guys, has a lot of restaurants. I know it doesn't look like it, but you guys gotta keep in mind, it's a Sunday. The government is on break again, so not much action going on here. A lot of fucking chinks, dude. A lot of chinks. I bet they're all fucking spies, dude. I was in Durham, North Carolina, where Duke University is. It's all fucking shanks, dude. Like all the places in America that have some sort of power, it's all fucking shanks. You know they're fucking CIA, not CIA, but what's up with the police? Maybe he's going to that accident we saw a minute ago. If he makes a left, he's going to the accident. Yeah, he's probably going to that bicycle accident we saw a couple minutes back. He's probably going to the accident. That's 600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So I'm walking toward the White House. See, fucking all chinks. Chinks, chinks, chinks. Chinks and Indians. Police. Like, I'm telling you guys, Donald J. Trump is selling this country out to fucking chinks and Indians. That's what he's really doing. He's selling America out to chinks and Indians. He's like, oh yeah, bro, I'm deporting all these fucking Mexicans. It's like, my nigger, what do the Mexicans do really? They pick fucking strawberries, you know. They're not fucking spying on us, taking our knowledge, giving it back to our enemy to destroy us back in China. The Mexicans, they're not fucking pejits, you know, scamming us, taking our high-paying jobs. But yeah, Trump is like, oh yeah, bro, I'm alligator Alcatraz. My nigger, please. You get rid of these Hispanics, who's gonna fucking do all the dirty work? Literally, the Hispanics are doing the dirty work that no fucking American wants to do, bro. But this just goes to show you guys that, again, Trump is El Dajjal. He is the great deceiver. That's all he does. I want you guys watching this video to understand and understand this really fucking good, dudes. Trump is the Antichrist. He is the great deceiver. Donald Trump is nothing but lies. Remember when Donald Trump said, she lies? That's an accusation about himself because... What's this? See, the biggest mistake you white people did was letting black people stay in the country. Like, fucking Jewish power can be gotten rid of. Women rights can be taken care of. But when it comes to black people, you know, like TFM said, you know, if they chimp out, what are you going to do? Put a bullet in their head? That's the only way to get rid of them. So, again, the biggest mistake you white people did was letting black people into your country. Oh, there's the ambulance. Yeah, they're probably going to that car. They're probably going to that bicycle accident. Anyway, guys, I'm probably gonna wrap it up in a couple of minutes. Like I said, I'm walking toward the White House, and I'll make a video from the White House. By the way, they have a lot of food trucks out here, guys. They have a lot of, like, when I was driving here, I saw so many food trucks parked, like, right there, guys. Like, you know, the main, a street like this, but over there, that street was, like, all fucking food trucks, guys. So I might go up to a food truck, you know, buy an ice cream from them or something, and be like, yo, man, do you guys have to, like, pay to be here or something, you know? I don't mind bringing my food truck out here, you know? Get to say, come on, man. Get to say my food truck was in Washington, D.C. You know, Egyptian shawarma in Washington, D.C. All right, guys. So, yeah, at this point, guys, I think I've showed you enough of D.C. Obviously, there is no military presence, there's no police, there's no National Guard, there's no security, there's none of that stuff. All this stuff that Trump was telling you about, oh, crime is down, the military took over D.C., you know, people are coming up to fucking National Guard, you know, hugging them and kissing them and all that bullshit. It's all fucking fake. It's all fake and gay, like Trump, like TFM said, guys. It's all fucking fake and gay, you know. So anyway, guys, I will see you from the White House. Peace.